This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12. It says there, God has chosen you and made you His holy people. End of quote. Brian Tracy, a Canadian-American public speaker, said, the greatest gift that you can give to others is the gift of unconditional love and acceptance. End of quote. Now, if acceptance and unconditional love is the greatest gift, where would you find it? Our today's insight answers this question. George Orwell, an English novelist and journalist, said this, happiness can exist only in acceptance. You see, happiness and acceptance go hand in hand. No happiness without acceptance. The result of acceptance is happiness. Bible says God chose you and accepted you, not because of the words or deeds you had done, but because of His mercy and grace, 2 Timothy 1:9. Because of God's grace, He made you right in His sight and gave you confidence that you will inherit eternal life the moment you die. All these are based on God's unconditional love, grace, mercy, and kindness. God's acceptance and you being right with God is a gift of God and becomes yours forever and ever upon acceptance of His offer. No gift becomes ours unless we accept it and hold it as ours. It is the same with God's gift. Our today's Bible insight says God has chosen you and made you His holy people. In short, listen, you are already chosen and accepted by God. Bible says in Romans 8:33, it is God who justifies you, means declare you right with God by the finished work of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus shed His divine and sinless blood and paid for your sins. Then it says, who can bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Who can condemn them? The answer is no one can have the right to bring a charge against you and condemn you. God declares you holy and complete because of what Jesus has done for you, not based on your merit. You see, when a person comes to Jesus, the Son of God, and accepts Him as his Savior and Lord, immediately at that moment, God accepts him as his child, John 1:12. He is born again into God's family. However, Jesus also said this, and it is recorded in John 6:44, people cannot come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, end of quote. Therefore, the Father draws a person to come to Jesus Christ and accept him as his or her Savior. Ultimately, it is God who chooses you, gives you the required faith, and draws you to Jesus Christ so that you can be saved and made holy in His sight. How many of us want to be accepted by others? All of us, I presume. When we are chosen or selected out of many, we get excited, thrilled, and joyful. We close our ears with our hands in excitement, don't we? We clap our hands. And people who watch us chosen as also, they are also very happy to see that we are chosen. However, our acceptance of this world is different. Our acceptance of this world is usually based on our performance, works, talents, beauty, etc. Now, if you are accepted and invited by the Queen of England or the USA President, how would you feel? Think now, God of gods and Lord of lords, the Creator God, who is the true source of all good blessings and wonders, have chosen you. How would you feel now? His acceptance of you and His invitation to His White House, which is heaven, is not based on anything you ever did. His acceptance of you is solely based on what His Son, Jesus, did for you, and your acceptance of His free gift of salvation and eternal life. If nobody accepts you, do not bother. God has already chosen and accepted you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. When you understand how big your acceptance is and how this heavenly call is, how high this heavenly call is, then your once cherished acceptance of the people and the world becomes pale and puny in front of you. And you would recognize you are on a higher holy ground than many around you. you would recognize you are on a higher holy ground than many around you. You would realize you are the partaker of the heavenly callings. Hebrews 3:1. Amazing and wonderful. God is calling you to become a partaker of His heavenly calling. He calling you to accept the gift of salvation, forgiveness of sins, blessings and eternal life by inviting His Son Jesus into your life. Would you invite Jesus into your life today? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I accept your gift of acceptance in and through Jesus Christ. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I believe Jesus died and rose again for me. Please come into my life and save me today. Bless me with your love, forgiveness, and eternal life. I thank you for saving me. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.